So last weekend was your first game back. What did it really feel like? You feel right back in the swing of things?
Took me a little bit, I think a period or two. I got my win back, and after that was pretty smooth sailing. So it's happy to get back a game before it was single elimination here in the regionals.
As a Detroit guy, how did it feel to be able to play at the Joe?
Felt cool. I mean, I was telling the guys the whole weekend, it's the best rink pretty much ever. I don't know how many people believe me except Gates, but no, it was really fun to get there. Had friends and family come. So growing up, going to games there, it was a really cool experience.
Had you ever played there before?
I think I was there. I played in between games or in between periods of the Red Wings game when I was like six.
How were the ice conditions that weekend?
They were good for how much hockey was being played on there, I thought. So.
What was the most important thing to practice before coming back?
I mean, you just want to make sure your hands are there. You know, you try to keep your cardio up as best you can, but nothing really takes place of that except playing games. So, just watching film and, like I said, just being patient with it and being ready to go when you're cleared.
What was really the message of practice this week?
I think, you know, we're focusing on the details, doing a lot of film, focusing on the little things, face-off plays. Really, it's just attention to detail because, like it's been in the past, you know, a face-off loss for a goal can end a team season. And nobody wants to have that, so just attention to detail.
You have experience playing Notre Dame and playing UMass Lowell from time in hockey. So what have you kind of been telling the guys?
They're a really hard-nosed team to play against. It's a tough league over there, so obviously both teams are having a good year. But I don't think much changes. You know, we just want to make sure we play our game. And, if we eliminate our own mistakes, we're going to be just fine. So that's the message, really.
Is it difficult to go and play teams that you maybe not, you don't know or you haven't seen any play this season?
I think for me personally, I feel like it works for an advantage for us just because, you know, both teams, it's more just what you're going to do, you know. It's one game, you never see them, so you try to do as much film as you can, but it really comes down to who plays their game better and doesn't shoot themselves in the foot.
How are you guys feeling about playing your own game coming off of that double overtime?
I think we feel pretty good even after that. It's a tough way to lose, but we've had a great year so far, and a lot of confidence in the room this week, so I know we're all excited to get going.
You guys are without Lindgren, and Eric Sheerhorn is going to be a first-time NCAA goalie. What does the team as a whole need to do defensively to make sure that everything's in place?
Well, I think, you know, obviously losing Ryan, he's a huge part of our defensive core this year, but, you know, that's what being a team is part of. I know we want to raise our level of play for him, and also Eric's been a rock all year, so we got guys that are going to step in. Like I said, we want to play for Ryan, and, you know, he's been a big part of why we're at where we are right now. So, I think we just play our same game and make sure that defense first, because that's most important.
Have you played in that rink in Manchester? Do you know anything about it?
No, I haven't played there. I don't know anything about it.
All good?
Yep, good. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.